Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Time now for our D.C. update live from Washington, D.C., brought to you by Watkins Public Strategies. And with us this morning is our 4th District Congressman Ron Estes. Congressman Estes, thank you for joining us this morning.
Well, thank you. It's good to be able to be with you.
Congressman, the new session began Monday, and we were joined Monday by Senator Moran. Curious to get your perspective from the other chamber. What do you think of the major highlights for the House this year?
You know, I think we're right in the middle of appropriations for actually finishing off for fiscal year 26. As we are right now. And that's, we go back to the whole shutdown back in October was because the Democrats did not want to fund the government and look at how to be some fiscally responsible. So we actually passed through the House this week another three bills of the 12. So six of the 12 were passed already. We still got the rest of them to finish up by the end of January. I hope the Democrats don't get into the same games that they did in October and shut the government down instead of being responsible and funding that. But that's the most immediate thing on the plate. But probably the biggest news and the most important thing for Americans and for Kansans this year is that the big beautiful bill we passed, the working families tax cuts, is taking effect, and people are going to see that effect this year. They're going to get bigger refunds than they've ever done before, as well as having less money taken out of their paycheck on a week to week basis. So we put so many provisions in there, and so many of them we've made a permanent through that process, and it's some brand new things like a tax deduction for senior citizens so that 85% of seniors will have enough of a deduction to offset their Social Security taxes, that there's not going to be taxes on tips or overtime. So bartenders and waiters and waitresses and construction workers, all those folks that get paid on either overtime or dealing with tips, will be able to have more money in their pocket. We increase the child tax credit and expanding child care access, which is important. And health care, we actually invested $50 billion in rural hospitals and rural health care to help support that. And looking at how do we do all, there's a whole host of things in the bill. That's kind of the way you call it the big, beautiful bills. We actually funded more for modernization of air traffic control system, which is unfortunate that, you know, a little over a year ago, the plane crash in Washington, D.C., even though we still have the safest skies in the world, we do need to modernize that system. And we're going to work to do that and be able to look at how do we cut some wasteful spending and start to address the budget deficit as well.
Republicans already had a narrow majority, and now you had the resignation of Marjorie Taylor Greene and the death this week of Representative LaMalfa. Is that a concern? Are you still confident that you can pass your agenda with an even narrower majority now?
Yeah, I really think it is tough. I mean, Speaker Johnson's pulled out a lot of miracles out of the process in terms of working through that. You know, as particularly as Republicans, and it applies for some Democrats as well, but as Republicans in particular, our districts are very different, and we have some different issues that obviously we're concerned with. So the Speaker's been doing a fabulous job being able to craft legislation and work together to pull different points of view and different priorities together to pass legislation. Obviously, if you have a narrower margin, there's less of a leeway to do that. So, you know, we actually, the Speaker had to work it this week in terms of getting those three bills passed, which was important. And we actually got that across the finish line. So even though, I mean, most of the bills, at least the way the process happens today, there's good in it, but there's also some bad or some things that aren't as productive. And that's where we get into a lot of the debate. And part of that's just based on our federal government's gotten so big. I mean, if we would have a smaller, limited government, we could agree, 80% of us, Republicans and Democrats, could agree on that. But as it's ballooned and bloated, there's pieces that some people like that, you know, the far left or, you know, the not so far left like and other provisions that some people like and others don't. And so the bigger it is, the harder it is to come to an agreement on that. I just wish we could downsize the government back to the way the founding fathers had so that we can actually make smarter decisions and come up with better policies to move forward.
We are live with Kansas Congressman Ron Estes this morning. Congressman, several Republicans have joined some Democrats in voting for an extension of those Obamacare subsidies. How is the health care conversation going right now?
Yeah, that's one of the biggest things that's affecting Americans now, the whole healthcare issue. And I think what we've really come to realize is Obamacare, which really should have been called the Unaffordable Care Act. I mean, all the implications of that bill are in effect now. And we're seeing it as the insurance companies are raising it, premium rates every year after year. And, you know, the Democrats tried to cover that up with, in terms of saying, well, let's do COVID subsidies. And then they had to extend that for a second time. And now they're wanting to extend it a third time. Basically, we need to just accept the fact that the Unaffordable Care Act is not affordable. It's not working. It's broken health care. It's broken it for the 6% of Americans that use an Obamacare policy. It's also broken for the other 94% of Americans that either have private insurance or have individual insurance. All of those costs have gone up too because of some of the requirements in Obamacare. And one of the statistics that's really shocking is that, you know, one of the drivers for putting in Obamacare to start with was that there were so many people that did not have health insurance. Well, today we have more people that do not have health insurance than we had in 2010 when they passed the Unaffordable Care Act. And so we've actually got to get back to, let's focus on solving this problem in its entirety instead of trying to cover it up with masks of this extending the COVID subsidies. And one of the things that, you know, we're looking at from a Republican side, and the president's talked about it, is let's get the help that we get to the Americans, instead of paying directly to the insurance companies. So that way, if people have money in their pocket, they can have their own health savings account that they can use for their own health insurance, whether it's for premiums, whether it's deductibles, whether it's to go to the doctor or to get some over-the-counter cough medicine, and have opportunities that you know, allow businesses to work together with associations and come up with cheaper, less expensive policies that they can offer for their employees. That's going to be a lot of the topic this year, because what we're seeing for sure is that Obamacare is broken, and it's just not affordable the way it was designed, and we've got to fix that.
Well, Congressman, I know we'll see you here in Wichita at the end of the month for the Kansas GOP State Convention, which is coming up the 30th through the 1st here at the Wichita Marriott. Dana Lash is the keynote speaker. In the meantime, if folks want to connect with you, what's the best way for them to do so?
I think the biggest thing is, you know, reach out to my our website at the office. It's estes.house.gov. And you can actually connect. You can ask this question.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You can actually sign up for a newsletter if you want to, and we'll get you updates on the things that we're dealing with and working on.
Congressman, we appreciate you joining us. Thank you for joining us, sir.
All right, great. Thank you all. Have a good day.
That was our DC update live from Washington, brought to you by Watkins Public Strategies. That's every other Friday. We'll have our DC update. 2 weeks will be Senator Roger Marshall.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.